soon as he says go, I'm going to talk. All right, good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Genoa Township Board of Trustees meeting. This is a regular trustee meeting. Today is October 6, 2022, and the time is 6:30 p.m. At this time, I'll ask Donna Batten to call the roll.
Trustee Vaughn.
Here.
Trustee Antonetz.
Here.
Trustee Goodman.
Here.
And absent is our fiscal officer, Pat Myers. In his place is our assistant fiscal officer, Donna Batten, Rush Chabali, Deputy Police Chief, Steve Gamble, Police Chief, Linda Greco, Director of Human Resources, Bob Matthews, Director of Road and Buildings and Grounds, Joe Ponzi, Fire Chief, Joe Schaefer, Director of Zoning and Development, and Paul Wise, our Township Administrator. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to stand, and I'll ask Donna Batten to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Donna. And at this time, I'll turn it over to Donna for the fiscal officer report.
Okay. First item this evening are three sets of trustee meeting minutes. The special trustee meeting held August the 18th, our regular September 1st trustee meeting, and the special trustee meeting held September 22nd.
Very good. I'll move to approve the following August 18th, 2022 special trustee meeting minutes, September 1st, 2022 regular trustee meeting minutes, and September 22nd, 2022 special trustee meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? I did send Donna small grammar.
Yes, I had a couple typos, corrections from Trustee Vaughn and Trustee Goodman. Had me rework the the McNamara barn replacement, taking off the cupola for part of the budgeted items that you guys wanted the Parks Committee to move forward with.
Perfect. All right.
Roll call. Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Okay, and here are those sets of minutes, if you could sign those for me. Our final item would be the August 2020 bank reconciliation. We ended the month at $30,750,058.88. Of that balance, the primary has $9,312,107.19. Fifth Third Investments holds $19,170,727.73. And Star Ohio has $223.96. All balances have been reconciled. I'll pass those along for you to sign. And that's all for the fiscal.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to skip. We do have some fire business we want to put front and center this morning, so we're going to skip to a swearing in of an officer.
Thank you, Board. Good evening. I'd like to respectfully request a resolution to hire Michael Riffle as a full-time firefighter paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department, effective date of October 18th, 2022. Mike has successfully completed all portions of our hiring process and meets the requirements for employment with Genoa Township. Mike has been a full-time firefighter paramedic for the Hamilton Township Fire Department in Franklin County since 2012. He holds numerous certifications, including fire inspector, fire instructor, and CPR instructor. He will start at step A of the current collective bargaining agreement with Genoa Township Firefighters Local 4307.
Okay, I'll move to hire Michael Riffle as a full-time firefighter paramedic effective October 18, 2022 at the A step rate per the collective bargaining agreement. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries. All right.
Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the state of Ohio.
The state of Ohio.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of firefighter paramedic.
The duties of firefighter paramedic.
In Genoa Township.
In Genoa Township.
Delaware County.
Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in office, so help me God.
During my continuance in office, so help me God.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yep. Congratulations and welcome aboard. All right, we're going to give them a couple minutes to get out, or a couple seconds, I guess. Very good. Next, we have public comment. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to speak during public comment? All right, seeing none. We'll move on to trustee comments. Anyone have anything?
I don't have anything.
Nothing this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just have one thing. I did announce it yesterday morning at the Genoa Township Business Association meeting, but I have worked with the Parks Committee and the Maintenance Department and Leslie Strader to come up with a streamline, hopefully, to get people or organizations to volunteer for jobs that we have in the parks, specifically power washing, painting, weeding. So if anybody is interested in that, or you have an organization that is interested in something like that, we do have a link for a sign-up form for volunteers on our website. Or you can email me myself. I don't want to volunteer anybody else. But please reach out if you are interested in volunteer opportunities. And that's all I have. So next, we will turn it over to zoning and development.
Good evening, trustees. I only have one thing on the agenda for you this evening. Just wanted to remind you that we're getting to that time of year where we need to start thinking about advertising for committee appointments for 2023. And while I only oversee the Board of Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission part of that, obviously we do it all at the same time. So I think it makes sense to just try to schedule it all at once. So really, I'm just here to remind the board that we need to come up with a plan and start the discussion and see how you'd like us to handle it this year.
Was our deadline last year January 14th?
Yeah, it's usually around mid-January.
Okay, so I like that deadline.
Depending what day of the week that falls on. I believe it was a Friday.
Yeah, whatever.
You want to just
The middle of January is fine. The 13th is a Friday this year.
Do you want to do it on a Friday or like a Wednesday or Thursday to give us the chance to sort of send them out to you before the weekend? I can do it. It doesn't matter
because we have about a month anyway to look at them. So
okay.
I'm okay with the Friday.
Friday, was that the 13th?
The 13th.
All right.
When do you start advertising?
Work with Leslie on that. I don't know if we're going to be too late for the newsletter. I think we might be knowing when the articles were due. But I usually text Leslie during this meeting anyway, and I told her I was going to be talking about it tonight, and I know she's listening. So we'll start coordinating that, and I'm sure she has a pretty good feel for that. You know, it's not our first rodeo, so I think she has a pretty set schedule on how she handles it.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to her this week as well, and she brought it up, and I told her we would be talking about it. Okay.
And actually, if it isn't in this newsletter, it should appear in the January one anyway. So
yep.
There'd be almost a two-week window
yep.
from there.
And as always, I reach out, at least I do, I reach out to all the members who have expiring terms to let them know. And then I also reach out to those who maybe could potentially be interested in being appointed to let them know that the window's open as well. So,
okay, very good.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Paul, administration.
This evening, we have a couple special guests with us. This will be the last meeting that we will see Sheila as the head of the health department, General Health District. And she's brought with us tonight Mr. Todd Goodsight, who's a replacement for Doug Sams. So go ahead and come up to the podium there.
Good evening, Sheila Hiddleston, your health commissioner, and this is Todd Goodsight. Todd is one of our IT geniuses at the health district, and so he's going to be your primary partner. Of course, you can always call me for the next few months, but you can always reach out to Todd. This is going to be my last meeting with you, and I wanted to share with you how very much I've always appreciated the partnership with Genoa. I was going to say Delaware County, not Delaware Township. Delaware County and Genoa Township, and honestly, without this young man right here, I think these last couple of years would even have been harder than they were. So just appreciate it. Paul's always been so very supportive, and when the health districts needed something, he's always been there for us. So we really do appreciate that. Tonight, just a couple of things. I saw on the way in that we are doing a flu and COVID clinic here, so we appreciate that. It's always a nice location to have something down at this end of the county. So our staff will be here, but they'll also be at other places out and about. They're doing some drive-throughs as well for folks who don't want to get out of their car. You know, we don't know what the flu season will look like. Last year it was pretty mild, but then COVID was so bad that I don't think any of us were really thinking flu very much. So we'll kind of see how that goes. We're doing a lot of car seat events right now, kind of with the fall coming and trying to get a lot of those out there because of having it turn cold. And then our newborn home visits and our prenatal home visits, something that we've always loved to do, had to all be kind of put on hold for the last, you know, 2.5 years. And so our nurses are getting back out there to do these. These are free home visits for any new family with a new baby, whether it's a foster, adoption, a new birth, whatever it is. The nurses go into the home. They do a health check with the baby. They do a health check with the mom. Make sure the mom and the family have all the resources that they need. Do they have a primary care physician? Do they know about maybe if it's a child maybe with a handicap or something? Do they have all of those resources? We also have the ability to provide a pack and play through a grant from Women Giving Together. So if we find an unsafe sleeping situation, which interestingly enough, you would think in Delaware County, because we have so much affluency, that wouldn't be an issue. But when they were doing the statistics with this program prior to COVID, that was the number one unmet need, was a safe sleeping arrangement for the baby. So they're out and about doing those. We do work with all of the birthing hospitals, both in Franklin County and up here, make sure that the moms know that these are available. But if anyone wants one, all they have to do is call. I think those are my major announcements. Do we have any other flyers? I don't think
flu shots.
So. Flu shots, I said something about. So if there's anything you all are working on that we can work on with you.
I can't think of anything.
No. I would just like to note how helpful Sheila has been over the time that I've been on this board and how much we appreciate what the health district does. And then also welcome Todd to our fold here in Genoa.
Good. Anybody else? I just want to wish Sheila well and thank you for the partnership that we do have, because we do have a really good partnership with the health district. And welcome, Todd.
Thank you very much, and I hope that our paths cross again.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Great.
All right, next.
Next up is this is the first evening where we're starting some of our appropriation discussions. This evening, you'll have the general fund and the fire fund. Next month, you'll have our illustrious police fund, along with all of Bob's funds, which it's usually the road fund, permissive tax, and other ones that he has. So game plan is the only meeting in December is to get all of the numbers together and pass our temporary appropriations for 23. So this evening, I'll start off with the general fund. we've done this, Donna and I have done this for many years, working together, and it's kind of like we can do this in our sleep now. We've added some minor changes here and there for some inflationary items. You can see salaries, et cetera. They've been plugged in. There's been a placeholder put in for the staff at like a 3%. We don't know what they'll be yet, but we needed to forecast something. Stop me, or if you have any questions, you go ahead and ask me. If I'm going too fast, say slow down. You can see there's several groupings. The 10110 accounts are consisting of the office people, the fiscal officer, the elected officials, and then it switches over then out of the green section. Then you get into the Buildings and Grounds Department, which is also out of general fund. Bob Matthews put the budget together from there, minor changes from last year compared to this year. Mostly if he's doing more with other contractors, he's added those in. I know there's a couple spots where Bob has added in extra for that. The zoning budget is in the red zone. They're not going to be negative or anything. It just was a free color that I used. They've included some numbers in there from last year. You could see there's nothing drastic has changed from what they presented from last year. The second column in, of course, is 23 appropriations. And then nothing under cemetery because they have their own fund. And then the blue section down at the bottom is items that are the all of those accounts capital funds, anything that can be used at the entire township. And if the board wishes, I could go over those items and discuss those with you, just so there's some knowledge and the public would know what plans we have going on next year. Any objections to me doing that?
I just think it would be good for the public to, I mean, I've had an individual conversation with you, but
yeah.
Just overall,
okay.
General big picture.
So overall in the capital line item, this next year we're forecasting a dollar amount, $241,300. And included in that are some extra security measures in the township hall, some additional external cameras, along with an alarm inside the administration office. We decided that instead of, we have a lot of windows in this building, so instead we would, if we're covered outside with cameras, internal in the administration offices, there's any movement at all where someone doesn't code in a code to stop it at night, then the alarms are going to go off and the police will be notified. So we felt we don't have a quote for the actual items yet, but I put a placeholder amount of $8,000 in there for those additional cameras and alarm. I put in some extra money next year. We're planning to bid out the demolition of the old police station next to the fire station. Most of the money is earmarked out of the CARES Act funds. I'm sorry, ARPA money, $300,000. But I did put a placeholder in that in case the money, if there wasn't an extra, if there's extra money needed, I put $100,000 out of general just to be cautious. Don't mean we need to use it. If the bids come in very good, we won't need it. So, also, there's a combined group capital expenditure with all departments. We're going with an automated fuel pump system. It's an accountability system, and it also unlocks the system by key code. So, right now, we have an antiquated lock that I think everyone has trouble unlocking because it's so, trying to unlock a very long lock like this around a gas pump is just, it takes a long time to do that. Where it should be such a, there need to be some 2023 technology brought into our fuel station accountability. So we're going in, the township administration's portion of that for the two vehicles would be $1,000.
That will also make.
Can you turn on your mic?
Sorry. That system will also BetterHelp, all of the departments allocate their gas consumption as well. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a good thing for the fiscal office.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll make your life easier.
Well, Chrissy's life.
Oh, okay.
Next up, we have had, I personally have had some complaints from residents. Even this evening, I can hear my voice bouncing off the walls in here. We're looking at some soundproofing in this building on the ceilings. Donna has been gracious enough to get the name of an expert in the field, and we're estimating, we don't have the final ballpark, but we put a placeholder of $10,000 in that figure, so for soundproofing the ceiling in this building. Next, also some updates of our appliances in the kitchen. They're old, they're about ready for failure. Our refrigerator we brought over from the administration office about 10 years ago, I think. And it's been in here after using it in the administration office. Because we get a new one, we bring our other stuff in here. So we want to upgrade the appliances because we think that it's about time before they break down. So we put in $3,000 there. This year, our car that we had approval for last April for the purchase order was canceled by Ford. So we're back to the drawing board. We put in an order again to renew the order. So we're earmarking the fund again for that car. Hopefully Ford will produce it this year. So $32,000. I put a modest, just a small increase in there because you know how things are not staying low priced anymore. Also, Bob Matthews has worked and proposed that we work on putting a new driveway back to McNamara Park. He had a little extra asphalt this week and he put a little scratch coat over a couple of potholes. But we're planning to seal some sections of the fire parking area up on Big Walnut side, mill out some of the parking spots because they're wavy, repave those, and then pave the road back to McNamara. Bob estimated the cost for improvements at $84,000 for that. The zoning office is asking for $3,300. Included in that is an asbestos-lined Fire King file cabinet to keep his records safe, new chair, and I believe some computer equipment. So Joe's giving me the nod. So the total of those things, $241,300. So if you add all those items up, all the funds together through the general fund, all of the total comes to $2,244,006.91. So, Art, do you have any questions at all? Or if you have any projects that you would like to add it into the general fund next month or next year, we can add those in. If you have, think of something before December, we can always add those in also. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, just one. These are just purchase or acquisition. This is doesn't account for year-to-year maintenance. And for example, the alarm system probably comes with a contract with a...
I think we buy it outright, and it'll be probably a one-year warranty on it. Okay.
So no monthly or yearly service?
We have it under contract with Vicon.
Okay.
We've used them a couple times this year to come in, and we had the cameras go off kilter, the times on them, so everything was reading different times that it was actually happening. So, yeah, we do have a contract set up with Vicon, and we don't use them that much. The system seems to be very good, doesn't break down.
Anything else?
Nothing here.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Leslie wanted me to ask that the board accept the resignation of Communication Advisory Board member Janine Kupka. Ms. Kupka has a lot of commitments at home and can't dedicate the time for that position anymore and sends her apologies.
Very good. I'll move to accept the resignation of Communication Advisory Member Janine Kupka, effective September 21st, 2022. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Excuse me, Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes, motion carries.
And lastly, this evening, I had a meeting with the agent, insurance agent for general liability. He came in and we spoke about some of the changes to our policy. There's only been two claims in the last year that are new. Most of the insurance that we have coverage for are past claims that we have to hold money back for 5 years. So minor increase, it went up $6,000 from last year. Most of those are for increases in equipment that we've added on and property. For example, the Ford Explorers that were added extra, the Polaris SUV that the police added, the Ninja Course equipment was added on, that's all new, along with the pickleball court and the fencing. That added value of $290,000 into our policy. And with the board's approval tonight, I ask for approval of the 2022-2023 amount of $87,729.
Okay. I'll move to approve the 2022-2023 general liability insurance renewal and authorize a purchase order to Reinhardt Walter Danner in the amount of $87,729 for 2022 through 2023 general liability insurance. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you, Board.
All right. No more, Paul? You're good? Okay. All right. Next, I'll turn it over to Bob Matthews.
Good evening. The first thing is a resolution to amend the 2022 permanent appropriations.
Okay, I'll move to amend the following 2022 permanent appropriations: gas tax fund capital outlay from $226,000 to $345,000, road and bridge fund capital outlay from $1,448,670 to $1,511,670. Road and bridge fund supplies and materials from $291,272.24 to $303,272.24. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Bob, do you want to?
Just for clarification, it's $260,000. I think you said $226,000.
The first one,
yeah.
$260,000. Thank you. So I'll amend it to the first line, $260,000 to $345,000. Bob, do you want to explain what this is?
This is to move money into so I can write the purchase orders that we're going to pass.
Okay.
Hope to pass.
Okay. Very good. Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
And next is a resolution to approve purchase orders. And after you make the motion,
I'll tell
you what they are.
All right. So I'll move to approve the following purchase orders: National Cooperative Leasing, $35,000. Truck lease, blanket certificate, $45,000. Concrete, blanket certificate, $65,000. Concrete, CSR. Bright Star Propane, $10,000. Gasoline. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Go ahead.
The National Cooperative Lease is the last payment that's due in January, and it's hard for Donna to get the books around, and there's money in the gas tax, so we always take it out of, so we just want to pay it early. And that is the last payment for the 2017 Kenworth dump truck. The next one's a blanket certificate from the gas tax. I'm doing concrete work on a bunch of CSR lists. That's why the next one, the two, they're all on the CSR list. They're catch basins that are falling in. and there was curbs that were knocked out of the ground that we needed to do before winter. That's what that is. And Bright Star is because I'm out of fuel money. So that $10,000 is for fuel for the rest of the year.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, what's CSR?
Customer service request. It came from the citizen. They requested us to do something. It's a way of us to keep track of what's on the agenda to do the work and get it done. And don't fall off that list until it's completed. And right now, there's probably about 200 requests on that list. And most of them, or a lot of them, are concrete work because we haven't done it yet this year. And we have started now to start tearing out concrete approaches and curb and gutter and inlet drains that are falling in. Just trying to button some things up before winter.
Very good.
Anything else? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
And the last thing I got is a resolution to hire Lauren Fitzpatrick.
Okay, I'll move to approve the hiring of Lauren Fitzpatrick as a maintenance technician 1 at the hourly rate of $25, retroactive to September 19th, 2022. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, is this the resume we talked about at the last meeting?
Correct.
Okay.
Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Next, I'll turn it back over to Chief Ponzi for fire.
Good evening again. You want to follow the agenda? You want to do appropriations first? Or does it matter?
However you want to do it.
I just thought maybe we'd do the easy stuff first.
Okay.
Would respectfully request a supplemental appropriation transfer of $10,000 for legal costs. That comes from our contingency fund, and then that transfer will be deposited into our legal fund for legal needs this year.
Okay. I'll move to approve the following supplemental appropriation from the fire fund from account 2192-930-930-0000 for $10,000 to account 2192-220-311-0000 for $10,000. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. The Delaware County Emergency Management Agency agreement update. The PO.
For the legal.
You're going to have to guide me on that.
The blanket purchase order for the legal that you just moved.
Okay.
It's right underneath.
The next one after.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
We can just.
I can read it. You want me to read it?
We'll do it.
Yes, I'll read it. I just don't have it on my.
Okay, I'll move to approve a blanket purchase order in the amount of $10,000 for legal fees for the fire department. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman?
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz?
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries.
I apologize. All right,
now we're good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Sorry. That's okay.
2 years, still haven't figured all this out. I just didn't have that I needed to do that next. Yeah. Thank you. So back to the Delaware County Office of Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency update. Try to make this easy. There's an executive board that kind of governs the Emergency Management Agency in Delaware County. I sit on that board as elected by the Delaware County Fire Chiefs Association. And under the current bylaws, the townships, villages, and cities and various other organizations are given representation on that board. One that specifically states all cities will have a representative on that board. And so two parts of this updated agreement. One is Sunbury just recently became a city. So to make sure that everyone's being treated fairly, the updated agreement now includes a representative from the city of Sunbury. They get to choose who will sit on that. And then the other item would be a representative from the Delaware General Health Department. This came about through discussion through the executive committee. We learned during the pandemic how closely we all had to work with the health department, and EMA worked very closely with the health department as they got supplies. EMA was our collection and distribution point for a lot of the supplies that we all needed. So we thought it would be prudent to include a representative from the health department on the executive board. We asked them to do a lot of things without, we said, oh, let's ask the health department before asking the health department during the pandemic. And so we thought it was only right that as we move forward and continue to look toward whatever the next problem may be that the county encounters, to have a representative from the health department sit on the executive board for a couple of reasons. Obviously, they were very integral to all of us during the pandemic, but also as we go down the road and start planning for various problems or things that we may encounter, some of the guidance that they may be able to provide to us that, oh, we can't do that because of a law or a rule or we're not allowed or whatever the case may be. Some of that guidance would be crucial when we did some of our planning and would also help alleviate any slow up of, okay, we come to this idea and now we need to stop our meeting and then incorporate the health department. We just thought it made sense to incorporate them onto the executive board. So in a nutshell, at a 30,000 foot view, that's the overview of the updated agreement.
Okay. I'll move to enter into an agreement with the Delaware County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management to coordinate emergency management activities within Delaware County. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any questions?
No, Chief Ponce and I had a good discussion about this.
Likewise, I got all my questions answered. All right, roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes, motion carries.
Thank you.
That's it. Very good. Next, I'll turn it over to Linda Greco for human
appropriations.
No? Oh.
You can just say yes.
Oh, I missed that. Well, you're skipping around. It's like this little one line after all that. Okay, go ahead.
But go it's ahead. A costly one line.
Yes, it is a costly. All right. Sorry to cut you off.
That's okay. Hopefully you all have had a chance to review the proposed budget for 2023. I've had conversations with Connie and Renee. I don't think that there's anything that's glaring on the proposed budget. A couple items that sync up with what Paul was saying. We are also collectively, administration, fire, and maintenance, we're upgrading some of our security systems on the buildings, obviously pitching in to pay for the new fuel pump system. And some of the other capital outlays for us is it's just time for us to do some internal and external maintenance on the station in itself. So we have some capital outlay on buildings and building maintenance and repairs plan for next year, pending approval of the Board of Trustees. Those are some of the high notes. We also, in the proposed budget, took under recommendation from Donna, and we looked at the budget, and in areas that we felt was prudent, we added in the 8% inflationary costs on some items. Quite honestly, some items that we looked at on our trend from the department, we couldn't or had not yet seen an 8%, so we didn't go with an 8%. but on some that were just absolute unknowns, like health insurance, gas. I mean, we doubled our fuel budget. Obviously, I've been in front of you asking for fuel money, as we all have this year. You know, we increased a couple other areas that we anticipated increased costs. And then some of the other items that we saw increases in are just, quite honestly, tools and equipment and things that just get old and we need to replace them. So I don't want to go into any great detail. If you all have questions, I'd just be willing to answer, and then I can give you answers as needed.
You and I had a very good conversation, and one of the things that I look at every year is what did we do this year, our actual or what was appropriated, versus where we're headed next year and beyond. And you provided that information to me. The answers you gave me answered every question I had, so I'm good at this point.
Likewise, okay. I'm good.
I don't have that information, so
I specifically requested that.
Is it available?
I can give you my copy.
Okay. Can I see it? Last year?
Absolutely. Give me 1 minute here to dig it back out of the stack.
Good.
Yep. Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we don't have to.
Sorry. I know. I'm ahead of myself.
I went on.
Go ahead.
I just answer.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It was a test, wasn't it? All right. So we're good. I can move on.
I'm done.
All right. All right. I just don't want to cut you off again if you're not ready. All right, now we'll send it over to Linda for Human Resources.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is the time of year generally, not that we have to since we're self-insured, but I like to give kind of a forecast for the upcoming year on our medical and pharmacy benefits. I've given you a report here. If you go to the third page that says monthly report, that's probably the best view of what everything has looked like this year. So what you see is January through August of this year. Going across, it lists the number of members that we have each month and the revenue that we anticipate, the claims, if there's any specific stop-loss claims. We did not have rebates this time with EHIM, who is the pharmacy manager, but the fixed costs remained the same depending on the number of members we have. It shows you the total costs, the net costs, the loss ratio, and what we pay per member for this insurance. So if you look at that, the loss ratio that you look at there shows you how we ran for that month. So being self-insured, if we ran at 100%, that would be exactly what we predicted. So it's not a bad thing. You're kind of aiming for 100% or less. And if you'll notice, we have been far less than that 100%. So we have once again been running very well. We've had a couple of months that were a little larger than others, but if you go down to August, you'll see that we had an extremely good month. Does anyone need explanation on this graph, or it's pretty self-explanatory for you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Anyone else?
No. Mark, I don't know if you've seen it before, so.
Yeah, we do this
in all the time.
Every 2 years. So I get
it. Okay, so I guess what I'm saying to you is that being self-insured once again has proven really good for the township. We've run extremely well. So the amount that we're going to set for revenue is going to stay the same again. So 3 years in a row, we've had no increase, and we've run at a really good ratio. The loss ratio has been excellent. So really good forecast. I anticipate doing well, even though we've still got a few months. I couldn't get it through September. The numbers aren't all in yet. But this is a good indication of where we're at. There is one change that I would like to maybe get approval from the board on, and that is EHIM has been our benefit manager for pharmacy this past year, and they've been great. The one thing about them was that they really kind of lower their costs for things, which is why we went with them. But a couple of months ago, I asked our broker to kind of do a comparison with a company that is doing the rebates, hopefully one that's better than the one we had previously, and EHIM. And so we did apples to apples, every possible prescription that employees had. We looked at those, the costs of them, and then what the rebates would be on certain ones. So at this time, I would actually like to have approval to switch from EHIM, which is our current benefit manager, to TrueRx, because after running those reports, we could, using this year's figures, recoup probably between $40,000 and $50,000 in rebates. And those were exact figures on the different prescriptions. There would be no change for the employees other than, just like if you go somewhere, new pharmacy, you have to send in your prescriptions the first time, you know, especially for the mail order. So that would be the only thing. We did that when we switched to EHIM, too. But other than that, it should be really seamless. I did opt for the plan with TrueRx that would not affect our employees at all as far as their medications. We could earn a little bit more in rebates if I went to a different plan, which then limits several medications that they can take. I really don't like to mess with that. So I felt like $40,000 to $50,000, recouping that amount would be good.
Does this have any impact on the pharmacies that they can use? Because I know there, in the plan I've got, there are certain ones that you need to go to.
We should not have an issue, right? Yeah, and this is one that I always like to use somebody, too, that the broker has knowledge of, that has other clients that have used them for a while, and he said that they're really good to work with. So being self-insured also, there's a little more leeway if something isn't the way, you know, I think it should be. So I think it's going to be a really good thing for us.
Okay. I'll move to enter into an agreement with TrueRx effective January 1st, 2023 as the township's pharmacy benefit manager. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Linda, I want to thank you for being on top of this. Awesome. I mean, the fact that you've come up with, it looks like you've done all your homework, you've looked into, I like the fact that this isn't going to affect anybody's prescription, anybody's current regimen, whatever they do. So thank you for
very welcome
watching out for our bottom dollar.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next, please.
Good evening. I would ask for the approval of a transfer of unencumbered money from the Township Police Fund to the Township Police Capital Outlay Fund of $100,000. This will be then used to make some vehicle purchases that I will be asking approval for afterwards.
Okay. I'll move to approve the transfer of unencumbered money from the Township Police Fund to the Township Police Capital Outlay Fund as presented. Do I have a second? Thank you. Questions? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. Then next, I would ask to amend the 2022 permanent appropriations for the police levy fund. Transfers out from $120,000 to $220,000, and for the police capital project fund capital outlay from $295,000 to $395,000.
I'll move to amend the following 2022 permanent appropriations. The police levy fund transfers out from $120,000 to $220,000. Police Capital Projects Fund capital outlay from $295,000 to $395,000. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Then the last item is I respectfully request approval to purchase two new unmarked vehicles, one for myself and one for Deputy Chief Chabali. Our current vehicles were purchased in 2014. They have high mileage and increasing maintenance costs. My car, Chevy Impala, has over 78,000 miles, and with $8,229 in maintenance costs, the Deputy Chief's Ford Taurus is over 97,500 miles with about $5,000 in maintenance costs. Both vehicles are past our vehicle replacement schedule, which calls for replacing vehicles every 5 to 7 years, and we had originally scheduled to replace them in 2023, but with, as you heard, the availability of getting cars, we found an opportunity where some cars were available with the dealership that we work for. So we have two 2022 Chevy Malibus available for purchase at Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. They each cost $37,205 for a total of $74,410. Additional equipment, cost of lights and police equipment will add $6,495 for a total of $80,905. There's currently no state contract pricing available. We're told we'll get a first responder discount of about $500 per vehicle. So that's what the $100,000 was transferred over to capital funds for. We pretty much keep a just-in-time capital funds balance, so we move money over as we need to expend. So with that, I would ask for approval for the purchase of those two vehicles.
I'll move to approve the purchase order to Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet in the amount of $74,410 for two 2022 Chevrolet Malibu for the police department. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Chief, there's your total was 84,000 something, but you're only asking for 74. I shouldn't say only, but
I'm sorry. Once you get all the equipment at $80,905. Now, the equipment will be bought through PAR equipment.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
Okay.
So it won't be through the Chevrolet dealer.
Got it. So you'll ask for that money at a later time?
I don't know, since it's under $10,000.
Already. Yeah.
Under $10,000. Okay.
We'll do it. Okay. Another thing I didn't mention is then once that's done, both of our vehicles will be sold on GovDeal. We hope to bring in, $10,000 to $15,000. You never know with GovDeals, but, once they're cleaned up, they're not in bad shape.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions, discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have, unless there's any questions for me. Yep. All right. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Anything else? If not, I'll read announcements. October 10th, the offices are closed for Columbus Day, Indigenous People Day. October 11th, there's a Zoning Commission meeting. October 13th, Communications Advisory Committee meeting. October 29th is our trick-or-treat village. October 31st, we have trick-or-treating from 6 to 8 p.m. in the township. November 1st, the Fire Advisory Committee is meeting. November 2nd, the Parks Advisory Committee is meeting, and the next regular trustee meeting will be November 3rd. At this time, I'll move to adjourn to executive session at 7:24 p.m. to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee and the purchase of property for public purposes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Antonetz.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries. We're now adjourned to executive session. Okay. This time, I'll move to adjourn or to return from executive session to the regular trustee meeting at 8:20 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
We have two topics that we want to discuss, but first I'd like to announce that the three trustees attended executive session along with our police chief, Gamel, Deputy Police Chief Chabali, our Township Administrator Paul Wise, and our Zoning Director Joe Schaefer. But I will move to appoint Jean-Sebastian Barnert to the Zoning Commission, replacing Charles Moore for a term that will expire on March 31st, 2027, effective effective October 7th, 2022. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Antonez?
Yes.
Motion carries. And then Trustee Goodman has a motion.
I move to approve the employment agreement between the Genoa Township Trustees and Russell Jabali as presented and dated October 6, 2022.
Second. Roll call.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Antonez?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. Motion carries. Sorry, I answered for you.
That's okay.
All right. There's no more business before the board, so at this time it is 8:22. I'll move to adjourn the meeting. I have a second.
Second.
What?
Mr. Antonez gets that one.
Goodness, finally. Roll call.
Mr. Antonez?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. We're now adjourned at 8:22.
Not fair. You girls.